Let's finish Shas together. Brachos Daf Chaf is the Daf Yomi for Thursday. Zok Tehele Gemara. Amalei Rav Papa Labai, Maishna Rishonim Desrachash Lunisa. How come the earlier rabbis had miracles happen to them? Maishna Anan Delomis Rachash Lunisa. And how come the later generations do not have the same kind of miracles happen to them that the earlier ones? Imishum Tinuye. If it's because the earlier generations were better in learning, that's not true. Pashani de Rav Yehuda, Kule Tanuye ben Ezekin have. Everybody used to only learn Ezekin in the old days. V'anan kamasin and Shisha Sidre. We learn all Shisha Sidre Mishnah. V'chiavi Mate, Rav Yehuda, Be'uktsin, Ha'ishish HaKofesh HaZiyarek B'Kedera. When Rav Yehuda would come to a complicated sugi in Uktsin, which is from Taharas, V'amrila, Zesim Shekivshim B'Tarfeim Tahorim, he would come to all kinds of complicated sugis there. He didn't even fully understand everything. We have 13 yeshivas that all learn Maseches Uktzin. We're way ahead of the older generations in learning. And yet, says the Gemara of Ilu Rav Yehuda, Ki Avishal Chad Masane, Asi Mitra, as soon as he would take off one of his shoes, already would start raining. Va'anan kam etzarina nafshin. And we yell and scream all day and all night asking Hashem for rain. Umitzvach katzav chinan. V'les t'mishach panach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not answer us, even though we're stronger than the older generations in learning. But Hashem doesn't answer us. How come Hashem answers the early generations than us? Amar lei. He answered back to him. Kama yehava kamas v'nafshaya k'dushas Hashem. The earlier generations, they were moser nefesh. They gave up their lives to defend Hashem's honor. Anan lo masvina nafshaya k'dushas Hashem. We do not have that kind of mysterious nefesh of the earlier generations. An example of the mysterious nefesh of the early generations is Rav Ada Bar Ava saw a certain non-Jewish woman or a Kusi woman who was wearing a karbalta bishukah. She was wearing shatnez. She was wearing I apologize, the Mefarshim say karbalta doesn't mean shatnez, it means an inappropriate garment. A woman was wearing inappropriate, she was inappropriately dressed. She was wearing a garment that called too much attention to herself. Suffered the Bas Yisrael, he thought she was Jewish. Come carry me now. So he got up and he ripped it off of her. Then he found that she wasn't Jewish. She was a Kusis. The Gemara is assuming Kusim aren't Jewish. Shaimua ba'arba me'azuze. So the rabbis made him pay 400 coins for embarrassing her. Oh my Allah, he said to her, Mashmech, what's your name? Amrele, Mosun. Her name is Masan. Amarle, he said to her, Masan, Masan, Abba Me'azuzi Shavya. Masan is like Masayim. 200, 200. Your name, Masan, Masan, cost me 400 zuz for embarrassing you. Rav Gidl, have a ragged, have a cause of Yasra Shari de Tevila. Rav Gidl used to sit, by the door of the mikveh when the women would go tovel in a mikveh. Amarle, hu ahachi Tevila, ahachi Tevila. He would teach the women the laws of mikveh on the way into the mikveh. Amarle, Rabbana, lo kam stafi ma'ar mi'etzahara. You're not worried about your Yetzahara, that you're seeing all these women on the way to the mikveh. You're going to think bad thoughts about them. You're going to commit averus. Amaluhu, damian bapoy ki kaki chivari. They seem in my eyes like white geese or white ducks. I don't have a taiva. I don't have a taiva for them. Rabbi Yochanan, and also Rabbi Yochanan, the great Amor, Rabbi Yochanan, have a ruggle, the Havika Azal, he also a shari to tefillah, used to sit on the entrance to the mikvah. Amor, ki salkim nos Yisrael v'asim etfilim staklin bi. He says that when the women would finish dipping in the mikvah, the first thing they would see is me, v'nehevu lehu zara de shapiri kavasi, and they would have beautiful children like me. By looking at me, they'd be thinking about me, the first thing out of the mikvah. They would have beautiful, beautiful children. They asked him, so the rabbi said, is that really appropriate? Amrele Rabbanon, the rabbi said, Lokam Mustafa Marbeina Bisha, you're not worried about an ayin hara? Amelu anam mizara de Yosef kasi. That come from the children of Yosef hatzadik de lashalta be'ena bisha. And it was known that the children of Yosef are not subject to the rules of ayin hara, as the pasuk says, "Tuchsev bein paras Yosef bein paras ale ayin," that Yosef is ale ayin. His grace was on the eyes of all that would see him. Vam Rabbi Avo al tekri ali ayin ela ole ayin, that he goes over the eye, namely that he goes over the ayin hara, and the ayin hara does not have power over him. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chinon on mehacha from a different pasuk, v'yidgu larov bekarav arts, are going to be like fishes, like fish. The children of Yosef are going to multiply like fish in the land. So why they compared to fish? Ma'adogim shebayam mayim mechasim aleim v'ein ayin hara shaletus b'hem. Just like fish, the water covers them over, and the ayin hara does not attack them. Av zara shel Yosef, so to the children of Yosef, ayin hara shaletus b'hem. There's no ayin hara, and they're not subject to ayin hara. V'yibay same another pasuk, ayin shelerotz alozen mimash ayin shelo. Just like Yosef did not want to have anything with Potiphar, ein ayin hara shall let us both. So mida connected mida, ayin hara about things having to do with women don't affect him. Oh, Mishnah on the bottom of Chaf Amud Aleph says the Mishnah: Noshim va'avadim uktanim pitur mikriyashma. Women, slaves, and kids on their bar mitzvah are exempt from kriyashma. And not tefillin, they're also exempt from tefillin. V'chayavin b'tefillin mezuzah b'rikas hamazon. Women, slaves, and children are chayav in tefillah in prayer. Mezuzah b'rikas hamazon. Says the Gemara, Kriyashma pshita. Obviously, women are exempt from shema mitzvah shasman gramahu. Says the Gemara, no, ma'u the same halva is from Malchus Shemayim. You might have thought that Kriyashma is such an important mitzvah that it breaks the rule, even though it's Zman Grama, women would be chayev. Kamashlon, that they're not chayev. Why is Kriyashma mitzvah Zman Grama? Because even though night Shema is all night, day Shema is only till 3 hours of the day. That's why it's Zman Grama. You can't do it in the afternoon. There is a Kesef Mishnah who claims B'das HaRamam, that the Ramam holds that you could actually say Kriyashma all day. B'di'evit. L'chat chilat till the third hour. B'di'evit, you Yosef, you say Shema all day. Like it says, B'shachmecha, when you're lying down, U'v'kumecha, when you're standing up, that's all day long. So the Magen Avraham asks against the Kesef Mishnah, how could you say Pshach like that in the Ramam? If you could say Shema all day and all night, it's not Zman Grama. So the Shagas Aryeh answers and says that even if it's all day and all night, it's still Zman Grama, because the day obligates you in Day Shema and the night obligates you in Night Shema, so the Zman is the Gorim for the mitzvah. Fascinating Chiddush comes out according to the Shagas Aryeh. You could have a mitzvah that applies 24/7, 365, but it's still Zman Grama. Of course, the day causes day Shema, and the night causes night Shema. Says, continues the Gemara, Uvim mezuzah, women, Nashma vadim ketanim, I'm sorry, uminat tefillin, they're exempt from tefillin. Pshita, it's obvious. It's Zman Grama. Why is it Zman Grama? Because Shabbos is not Zman tefillin, and Laila is not Zman tefillin. Ma'u, the same whole v'iskashlo mezuzah, you might have thought tefillin is compared to mezuzah, so they should be chayavos, just like chayavos and mezuzah, they're chayavos and tefillin, kamashlo, and they're not. V'chayavin b'tefillah, women are obligated in tefillah, amachlokas Rashi and Tos, how to read this. The girsa that we have is derachamei ninu. And Rashi erases the next line, ma'u, the same whole k'sib by erevokam tzareg mezuzah. Rashi erases it. Rashi understands, based on the Bach, also understands this way, that the Gemara means to say, why are women obligated in tefillah? Tefillah is the Rabbanon. And Rashi understands that the rabbis did not obligate women in all mitzvahs, the Rabbanon. Nothing to do with Zman Grama. But the rabbis did not obligate them. Some Darabbanans yes, some Darabbanans no. So the Gemara is coming to say, this Darabbanan, women are obligated because it's rachamim, it's so important, it's asking Hashem for mercy, and women need this, so therefore women are obligated. That's why Rashi learns this sugya. Tosus does have our girsa, and Tosus actually adds the word pshita, right? So the girsa is pshita. It's obvious that there are chayavos in tefillah. Because tefillah is not zman grama, that's the havamina. Where it says, Mao the same, you would have think, since the Navi refers to tefillah by Erev Oker B'Tzarayim, so Kimetzesh Man Grama Dami, that it is Man Grama, Kamash Malon, that since it's Rachamim, even though it's Man Grama, women are still obligated. That's the way Tosfos learns. And the Marsha explains, just like women are obligated in Halal, Tosfos says, even though Halal is Rabbanan, and even that's why women are exempt, I should say, from halal, even though it's drabbanan, because it's a mitzvah seish hazman grama, which applies even to drabbanans. That's Tosfos chiddush. That mitzvah seish hazman grama, women are exempt even from mitzvah seish hazman grama by drabbanans. And that's why the Gemara thought that maybe they should be exempt from tefillah, because tefillah is zman grama, kamashlan, since it's rachamim, that they're obligated. Let's continue. Uve mezuzah, women are obligated in mezuzah. Pshita is an obvious mouth, the same whole way as Talmud Torah, since we have compared Talmud Torah and Talmud Torah, women are exempt. So you might have thought by mezuzah also exempt, kamash, l'der chayava. So birkas amazon, women are obligated in benching, says more. Pshita, is it obvious women are obligated in benching? Why would you think they're exempt? Mahu, the same whole, except b'seis Hashem l'chem ba'erev, you might have thought women are exempt because of mitzvahs on grama. Kamash v'lon, that women are obligated in benching. Rashi and Tosfos. So now the Gemara says, "Amar v'acha bar ava, nashim chayovas bekiddush ayom devar Torah." Women are obligated in kiddush mide oraisa. Asks the Gemara, am I mitzvah seishah zman grama? Who kiddush is a mitzvah seishah zman grama? The chum mitzvah seishah zman grama. Nashim peturas, women are exempt. I'm rabbi, midi rabbanan. It means rabbanan. I'm like, rabbi, come on. Vahad var Torah kamar. Vahod, kol mitzvah seishah chayvin drabbanan. If that's true, why don't you tell me that women are obligated to rabbanan? All mitzvah seishah. El amar rabba, amar kra, zachar, b'shamar, kol sheishna, b'shmira, yeshna, b'zachira. Women are obligated in kiddush because you have a hekish that compares the zachar to shamar. Women who are obligated in the don'ts of Shabbos are also obligated in Kiddush. That's a question whether women are also obligated in Shalashuddas. So it's a machlokas in Parakol Kisve between the Ran and Rabbeinu Tam. They both say women are obligated in Shalashuddas. Machlokas, why? One opinion says, Kol Sheishna B'Sham Yeshna B'Zachar, that just like the Chayv and Kiddush, so the whole Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos is one, so the Chayv and Shalashuddas as well. And another says, the Ran, I think, says, Afhein hoya ba'os ha'nes of the month, that women were included in the miracle of the month, so they're chayavos in having three suitors on Shabbos. V'hani nashi, the Gemara says, Ha'ol ishnu b'shmira, since they're obligated in the don'ts of Shabbos, ishnu b'zechira. The obligated in the do's of Shabbos. So I'm reviewing the Rav. Nashim, because it wasn't the Raisa d'Rabban. Okay, we established women are obligated in benching, but is it the Raisa d'Rabban? Rashi says, what's the half meaning that women aren't obligated benching Doraisa? Because they don't own land. And it says, Al ha'aretz ha'tov asher nasan lach. Tosfos doesn't like that shot. And Tosfos says that's because either because they're not included in bris, they don't have a bris mila, or because they're not chayavas in Talmud Torah. And the Torah, and the text of benching reads, Al bris chasher chasam to bivsarin of al Torah chashlim adatanu. So what is it? Doraisa ban lamay naf kamina, who cares? Lafuki rami dechobasan. We want to know if a woman can be obligated, can be motzi a man in his obligation. Yeah, Mr. Shlomo Do Raisa, if you say that women are obligated in benching Minat Torah, Asi Do Raisa, I'm obligated Do Raisa, so she could be motzi a man who is obligated Minat Torah. Yeah, Mr. Rabbanan, Havish Ein Mechoy B'Davar. If you tell me that women are only obligated Minat Rabbanan, so she's not Chayavas Minat Raisa, V'chol She'ein Mechoy B'Davar, if she's not obligated, Ein Motzi Sarab Midei Chovaso. So she can't be motzi a man. My, what's the tentashma? Be'emes amru ben mevarach lava. The kid under bar mitzvah can be motzi his father in benching. The Eved Mevarach L'Rabo, an Eved can be Motzi, his master. The Isha Mevarach L'Bala. So you see, a woman's obligated to be the right, so she can be Motzi, her husband. But it's not a nice thing to be Yotze with your wife or your kids. That shows that you don't know the benching yourself, and you need them to be Yotze. It's not such a nice thing. So this seems to prove that women are obligated to Daraisa. That's why also Daraisa Mapik Daraisa. Since she's Chayav Daraisa, she can be Motzi her husband. But if you tell me women are only obligated to Rabbanon, how could she be Motzi her husband's Chayav Daraisa? It says, wait a second, but then if that's true, how could a Katan? Well, tell me, a Katan Baruch Hu, Katan's not Chayav Daraisa, yet a Katan can be Motzi Yehudah. It's got to be where the daddy only ate a Shir Darabbanon and a Katan who eats a So a katan who eats a kadei sviya midrabanon is only chayav midrabanon. Can be motzi a gadol who eats less than a kadei sviya, eats a kazayis, less than a kazayis, or less than a kabeitza. He's not chayav in benching midoraisa. He's only chayav midrabanon. Maybe he does eat a kazayis or a kabeitza. He just doesn't eat a kadei sviya. So he's chayav midrabanon. And therefore, since he's chayav midrabanan, so therefore the katan can be motzi him. That is a question between the Rana Rabbeinu Tam in Megillah. Can a katan be motzi a gadol in derabanans? So our Gemara seems to say that a ben mevarach la'aviv, that he can be motzi a katan. If the daddy ate a shir derabanan, then the katan ate a shir minatorah, he could be motzi. That's what the Gemara seems to say. So there is a dispute of whether katan can be motzi a gadol megillah, which is also tinder rabbanon, and that's machlokas Tanakhama Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says a katan can be motzi a gadol megillah. Tanakhama says no. What are they arguing about? They might be arguing about whether or not a katan is mechuyav at all in mitzvahs. So our Gemara seems to say that a katan can be motzi a gadol. It shows that he is mechuyav. But maybe you could understand that a katan himself is not mechuyav at all. There's a chiyav on his father to train him, but there is no chiyav on a katan at all. If that's true, katan, that's why one opinion says a katan can't be motzi gadol megillah, even though it's on the rabbanon. Either because a katan is a double rabbanon, can't be motzi a single rabbanon, or because a katan is not chayav at all. That's machlokes the Rana Rabbeinu Tam. Tosa says, because since a katan is a double drabban cannot be motzi a single drabban. Our Gemara seems to say clearly that a katan who ate a shir doraisa can be motzi a gadol who ate a shir drabbanon. So our Gemara sounds very much like it holds that the, like Tosfos. This Gemara is a riot of Tosfos because according to the Ran, it's difficult. How could a katan be motzi gadol if there's no chiv on him at all? The chiv is only on the father. Darash Rav Avila, Zimun Amar Lam Shmei de Rabbi Avi, Zimun Amar Lam Shmei de Asi, Amar Malach Yashot Zan Kosh Baruch Hu. The Malachim said to Shem, Bon Shalom, Ksib Besar, Asach HaTzaz in your Torah, Shelo Yisab Hanav Lo Yikach Shochad, you don't show play favorites, you don't favor anybody, and you don't take bribes. Valo Ata Nos Apan Lisra, but you show favoritism to the Jewish people. Look, Ksib Yisah Shem Panav Elecha. The Pasuk says that Pasuk says May Hashem in Berkas Kohanim, Yisa Hashem Panav Alecha, May Hashem lift his hands up to you, lift his face up to you. Lift his face means show you favoritism. Amalem, so you see, it says Yisa Hashem Panav Alecha, that we pray for Hashem to show us favoritism. Amalem, how can I not show favoritism to Klal Yisrael? Savti lem v'Torah. I said you only bench if you're midoraisa, only bench if you're satiated. But yet they are careful about themselves. They even bench on a kazayis and a kabeitza, which is a shir derabanan. So since they go out of their way to accept upon themselves to bench even less, so in return, I also make sure to try to show them some leniency, and I don't punish them for all the sins that they do. I sometimes will extend the time, and I won't punish them out completely. Have a wonderful day.